And I'm delighted to say that I should be joined live on the phone now by Paddy Kelly, who is Secretary at the Dublin 5 Horticultural Society. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, George.
Good morning. Are you still in Dublin or are you further afield?
No, I'm down in Brisbane at the moment.
What's it like down there?
It's lovely. It's a bit cool this morning, all right. Cooler, but it's lovely. The sun's out now. It's grand.
It's lovely here in Dublin too.
Yeah.
Great
stuff. I'll be back home soon.
Lovely. Paddy is secretary, as I've just mentioned, from the Dublin 5 Horticultural Society. Paddy, can you tell us a little bit about the society itself, when it was established, perhaps?
Well, it's over 60 years, as far as I know. I live in Hanlon's Corner now. I'm not really in Dublin 5, but... as far as I know, it was established about over 60 years ago. It was a kind of a subcommittee of the Artane and District House Owners Association, and then they formed their own club so they could enter shows. So we have a show coming up in August, on the 17th and the 18th of August, which will be the 65th show. So it's probably about 65 years
wow.
in existence, this society, you know.
And how long have you been involved, Paddy?
Well, I've been secretary over 20 years now, so I joined us about probably 30 years ago now, you know.
Did you always have an interest in horticulture?
I did, yeah, George. I only have a small garden myself now, you know, but I was always interested in flowers, and I had an allotment for a while. I was right, growing veg.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. And was there anything that particularly took your fancy? Was it flowers or vegetables or perhaps a mix of both?
Well, I used to love growing sweet corn. You know, that was, and it's kind of fairly easy to grow. People think it's kind of exotic, but it's not. It's fairly easy to grow, you know, and it's trouble-free. You know, you just sow the seed early in, you know, April or March or April or so, and plant them out in May then and forget about them, you know, and then reap the... harvest when they go. If you get a, you're kind of gambling on a good hot summer, you know.
Yeah.
Always a gamble anyway, you know.
Which probably happens once every 20 years in this place, but anyway, it's not been too bad the last 5 weeks or so.
No. Dublin escapes an awful lot of the rain, you know. People complain about the rain, but Dublin really doesn't get, like you probably know from your school days, the rainfall area around the east coast is a lot less than the west coast, you know. So
yeah,
we're kind of blessed here, you know.
I was going to say, Paddy, that was a very long time ago. I'll have to kind of dig deep into me old brain upstairs to see if I can remember what I can remember about my school days. Now, you mentioned earlier the forthcoming flower show in Chanel College. Can you remind people when it takes place again?
Yeah, it's actually that we have three shows in Chanel, and this is our kind of flagship show. It's a 2-day.
Wow.
Two afternoons on the 17th and the 18th of August, from 3 o'clock on the Saturday, the 17th, and then it's 2 o'clock on the Sunday, the 18th of August, in Chanel College. We have a grand big hall there, and it's a spectacular. It's called the Garden Vista Show, but it is a spectacular vista with flowers and veg and home baking and art and crafts and flower arranging and everything, you know. It's really good, Charlie. You should
I will pop down maybe both afternoons, yeah. Paddy. I know Chanel well. I spent 10 very happy years there.
Brilliant, yeah.
Maybe the teachers might say otherwise, but it was a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Anyway, but now if people wish to exhibit, Paddy, how can they go about doing so?
Well, they can come over to Chanel on the Friday beforehand or the Saturday morning between, in the evening, Friday evening from 8 to 10, or Saturday morning between 8 a.m. and 12 noon.
Oh, wow.
They can exhibit. And if they have any problems exhibiting about what should go where, the committee will be more than glad to help them out. Like, you know, there's no kind of elitism at all about us, you know. Mm. We help any new exhibitors, you know.
Now, I promise you, Paddy, I will be there on one or maybe both afternoons. But for somebody like me who has never been to a flower show before, what would I expect to see?
Well, flower shows are, they're not plant. People mix them up. They think they're plant fairs. They can buy the stuff, you know, but it's not actually, it's competitive. There's 150 classes between flowers and veg and home baking and everything. And each class is a competition in itself for a particular flower, or maybe a group of flowers or an arrangement. For instance, now we have one. The first section now would be dahlias.
Mm-hmm.
There's 17 different classes distributed in different types of dahlias. Sometimes it's distributed in just one bloom, and maybe one vase with three blooms in it, or maybe three vases with three blooms in each vase, and so on. You know, different variations. And then you have a special class then for roses and cut flowers, another special class then for pot plants and containers, or window boxes, hanging baskets. And another section then just for fuchsias, different arrangements and displays of fuchsias, different. And then with veg, you have about 20 different classes of all showing all the different types of vegetables.
Do people get competitive, Paddy?
Oh, well, they do, but in a friendly way, like, you know. And, like, it's a great buzz, really, entering something, entering in the show and think, you know, will this be good enough? Oh, look at your man's now. Oh, she's probably having a chance and all that.
Yeah.
No, but it's the sort of attitude we have. It's just, it's to enter the show is the buzz, you know.
Mm.
And winning then, or getting a place is a bonus, you know.
Tell us this, Paddy, why do Irish people love their garden so much? And would I be right in saying that there's been an actual increase in interest in horticultural issues and matters over the last 10 years or so? There seems to be.
Well, there is when they watch it on television, but as regards joining clubs or going to shows, well, they go to Bloom, all right, you know, they, things like that. But actually joining any kind of a club now, there seems to be reluctance for people to come out at night. Like, we have talks during the winter time now, and the numbers there are kind of dwindling a little bit compared to what they used to be. We've talked every fortnight on different topics, and we've expert speakers on all different types of flowers. And we had very interesting talks on beekeeping as well. A couple of times we had the same man out on beekeeping.
Wow.
That's in the Artane Bowman Centre in Kilmore Road. You probably know that as well.
Absolutely, it's right beside us here. But it's about a 10-minute walk away. But it's in our catchment area. Yeah. Now, on the topic, Paddy, of climate change, have you and others experienced any changes in flaring behaviour over the last decade or so?
I haven't. Well, things have got drier. That's the only thing, you know.
Yeah.
The soil has got drier, and you have cloud bursts then for a couple of days, and then everything goes dry again. But that's about the only thing I've noticed, George.
Mm.
Really, you know, maybe some other experts who have allotments, they might find that the drought situation a lot harder to cope with now.
Mm-hmm. But, you mentioned earlier baking. Now, I have absolutely no horticultural skills, but I can make a mean pancake. Shall I bring some down?
Yeah. Well, there isn't a class for pancakes as far as I know, but if you can make brown bread or jam or queen cakes or apple tarts or rhubarb tarts or scones, anything like that, there's classes for them, you know. Any good at decorating cakes? Are you?
Do you know what? I could always give it a go. I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
Now I leave other people to judge whether they're any good or not.
We cater for juniors as well. Giving them a few classes, they can have they can do an animal dressed up, or a miniature garden, or a decorated stone, or a decorated wooden spoon, or, you know, and there's a baking section for them as well, that they make cupcakes.
Joe, I think it's a great idea getting young people involved, because
it
gets them outside of the house, away from the Xbox and the PlayStation and all of those god-awful digital devices that seems to have taken over the world, and they're become pervasive and ubiquitous, and they're everywhere, and we just can't avoid them. But getting the kids out of the house for an hour and a half maybe of a day, or maybe every second day, into a garden and seeing what the real world looks like, I think is a fantastic, brilliant idea. Would you like to encourage more people to involve younger people within these flower shows, Paddy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, we would. But we nearly all different associations and societies in the horticultural line do have a section for juniors to display their skills in horticulture or in painting or drawing or anything like that, you know, just to encourage them. Mm-hmm. Because they'll always have a memory of going to a show and maybe join us later on, you know.
And I think kids love anything that's vivid in colour. And you can't get any more vivid in colour than flowers. Also, they love getting their hands dirty and their fingers dirty and their feet dirty and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Kids love getting manky. I know I did. But it will be, I think, fantastic as well if something was done within the educational system to help develop a passion for this kind of thing. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, for people, Paddy, like myself, who would love to develop their gardens but don't really know how, will there be a chance to talk to experienced flower growers at the forthcoming flower show in Chennell?
Get
maybe advice from them?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we'll always be on hand to give people any advice or help we can, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned earlier as well the amount of flower shows that you run during the year. How many would you run in total?
We have three in the year. We have a spring show in April. And then we have a rose and sweet pea show in July, just gone a couple of weeks ago. And then we have, they're smaller events now, but this one now is over two afternoons, and it's in the big hall in Chennell, which you probably know well.
I know well. I played many a game of basketball in there. Around the sides and let other other people play.
Yeah.
Now, if people want more information on the forthcoming flower show, what's the best way to get it, Paddy?
Well, they can ring me at any time, you know. You can give my number after the interview if you like.
Can I give it now?
And, you can.
It's 087-242-3020. That's 087-242-3020. That should get you through to Paddy Kelly, whom I'm talking to right now, who is secretary of the Dublin 5 Horticultural Society. And that's the best way to get you, Paddy, yeah?
It is, yeah, and I also send ads to the Northside people, and they're very kindly put it in their paper. And the Irish Times, Fionnuala Fallon, she has a page in Saturday's Irish Times. She often mentions our shows or any events, and as well as that, in the Irish Garden magazine, there's a space for societies to enter their news of their forthcoming events or talks or shows or whatever, you know. So they're all very, very good, this free advertising, you know.
And the great thing about this is that you're never too young or you're never too old to get involved. Would that be right?
Absolutely not. No, you know, we'd love to have a few more people. Now, we're not looking for young people specifically. You know, we do cater for kids, all right, you know, but people who are retired and kind of looking around for something to occupy them. And it's kind of a social aspect to the club as well. Like, you know, our meetings in the winter time every Thursday evening in the Artane Bowman Centre. You know, there's a cup of tea and biscuits and a chat and a raffle and, you know, as well as informative talks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And the other thing as well, Paddy, is that when you've gone out and made the effort to plant something in your garden or maybe in the house and you see it grow and develop, you get a great sense of fulfilment, I think, out of it. Would that be right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's. I've grown something from seed now, tiny little seed, and you get a lovely flower or even a tree, you know. That's another thing that children should be encouraged to do, to you know, in coming the autumn time now, pick up acorns and different seeds and grow trees in the classroom and then plant them out maybe sometime, you know, see them. I do that now. I pick up acorns and grow them. I'll never see them in reach full maturity, but however, somebody else will, you know. But they have... they do have classes for kids, all right, for in school, but the trouble is with the summer holidays, you know, there's nobody to tend the plants or the seedlings, you know.
But it
just gives them an interest anyway, you know.
How much preparation would go into organising one of these flower shows, Paddy?
Well, we have monthly committee meetings, and then we'll meet sort of Friday afternoon now before this show, and we'd have ordered tables to be delivered, and they're put into the hall, and we give the table hire people instructions as to where how they're to be laid out as show benches, and then we start you know, organising where the exhibits are going to go. You know, there's a lot involved in it initially, but the committee are very good, and some of us are getting a bit on now. But there's children and grandchildren come. The clean up is the biggest headache of all. Cleaning up after the show and putting everything away and bringing them back to where we store them.
I can well imagine.
There's always a great crew now on hand to come out of nowhere to help do that every year, you know.
Do you have a social media presence, Paddy? Are you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, maybe?
I'm not expert on any of those things. No, I think I'm on Facebook, all right, and I think there is a Dublin 5 Facebook thing I set up where I put in news of the shows. And I've been trying to get on it lately, and I can't manage to post something. I'll have to get I'll have to go to classes myself, George, and George.
Yeah.
I'll have to post things.
Yeah, it's a tough old thing to get your head around, I can tell you. Yeah. Just a reminder, Paddy, when and where all of this takes place again.
Now, it'll be Chanel College, the 17th and the 18th of August, from 3 o'clock on the Saturday and 2 o'clock on the Sunday.
Great stuff. And it's still not too late to exhibit.
What?
It's still not too late to exhibit.
Oh, absolutely not. No, come along on Friday, the Friday before. What would that be? The 16th.
That'd be the 16th, yeah.
On the Friday night, or else the Saturday morning, George, you know. And whatever you have, vegetables or flowers or painting
or pancakes.
There's no class for pancakes, no. I'm afraid. You know,
sadly.
We'll eat them all right.
Paddy, thanks a million for taking time out of your rather busy schedule this morning. I'll definitely pop down one of the afternoons just to have a chat with you and have a wee
very
little
hard
look.
Down here.
Yeah.
No, just the admission on the show is €3, and children are free if they're accompanied. You know?
That's a snip, Paddy. It really is. Yeah. €3
and there will
wouldn't
be
get you a cup of coffee
well.
These days.
Yeah, there will be plants for sale as well, George, as well as the exhibits. You know, there'll be a plant. Plan for sale at the show as well.
Paddy, thanks a million.
Okay,
look forward to meeting you, Paddy, and having a wee look. As I said, I've never been to a flower show in my life, so this will be my virginal flower show experience.
Oh, yeah.
And looking forward to it immensely.
Cake.
Oh, great stuff. I'm
lovely
there already.
Tea and cakes. delicious tea and cakes being served as well, George.
Great stuff.
No, we'll have a cup of tea there.
We will indeed, Paddy. We'll organise something beforehand. Paddy, thanks a million for talking to us here this morning.
Thank you, George. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.